USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Legendary game show host Bob Barker has died at 99. The longtime host of The Price is Right died peacefully at home Saturday morning. Barker hosted The Price is Right from 1972 until he retired in 2007.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
In 1999, he was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Emmy for daytime television. Civil rights groups are in the nation's capital marking the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr. Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King III said it's a continuation of his father's fight for civil rights.
We're coming together to say we must create the climate for America to move forward in a forward direction, not a backward direction.
75,000 people are taking part in today's march and rally. Virginia's Fort A.P. Hill is now officially known as Fort Walker. The U.S. Army renamed the fort Friday in honor of Dr. Mary E. Walker, making it the first installation to be named solely after a woman. Walker treated wounded Union soldiers at field hospitals during the Civil War. Mugshots have destroyed other political careers, but that's not the case for former President Donald Trump.
It has already become a campaign symbol. The BBC calls it yet another example of how Mr. Trump continues to defy political gravity. Several Trump supporters say the fourth indictment in 5 months makes him more relatable to the experiences of some in the African-American community. A social media post for Citizens Free Press included a video with the caption, "The Hood is Waking Up." Court records show one of Trump's indicted co-defendants, Harrison William Prescott Floyd, reportedly remains in jail because he faces unresolved charges in Maryland, resulting from his alleged aggressive response to two FBI agents who did not initially identify themselves when they were sent to serve him with a grand jury subpoena. Those charges lead the judge to deny him bond in the Georgia case. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A San Francisco bakery is under fire from the San Francisco Police Union for not serving a police officer who was in uniform. A statement from Reams, California, said they have a long-standing policy of not serving anyone who is armed and in uniform. The business says with increasing gun violence against minorities, they feel safer with the no-gun policy. The police union, however, claims it is anti-police bigotry, posting on X that Reams has a no-police policy, adding the police department remains steadfast in its commitment to meeting the public safety needs of all residents, businesses, and visitors to that city, no matter who they are. Hot in the South and way cooler up north this weekend.
Don't put away your summer stuff just yet. It's still pool and beach weather. More than 90 million Americans under an excessive heat watch this Saturday from Texas to Georgia. The National Weather Service says in Shreveport, Louisiana, Friday, a record broken with an all-time high of 110 degrees. In New Orleans today, the real feel will be about 108 in Houston, Texas, up to 111. In the Northeast, however, way cooler. The high in Boston this Saturday, 81. Bangor, Maine, a high of only 77. I'm Laura Winters.
Today's USA Championship in the Little League World Series comes down to a rematch between teams from California and Texas. West Region champ El Segundo faces Southwest Region champ Needville at 3:30 this afternoon. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.